A wealthy Norwegian farmer stood on the porch of his fine home, proudly surveying the broad, rich acres that he possessed. "All this is mine," he exclaimed. But alas, like the rich man of the parable in the Bible, he was absorbed with his wealth while all the time forgetting God. A short distance up the lane, old Hans, the farm hand, had ceased from his work, unpacked his lunch, and with hands folding was now thanking God for all his goodness. Leaving the porch, the farmer stopped for a chat, bursting in on the old man's meditation, asked old Hans how he was keeping. "Oh, it is you, sir," Hans replied, looking up. "I did not hear you coming. I have grown quite deaf lately, and my eyesight is failing too." "But you look happy, Hans." "Yes, indeed I am, sir. My heavenly Father has provided me with food and raiment, a good bed and a roof over my head. And that's more than my Savior had when he was here below." The landlord glanced in disgust at the meager lunch. A few slices of bread and a piece of fried pork. "But how can you be thankful for such a poor lunch?" asked the farmer. "Oh," said Hans, "it's the presence of my Savior that adds sweetness to all he gives." Changing the subject completely, Hans then began to tell his rich employer of a dream of his on the previous night. "I dreamed that I stood at the portals of heaven so that I could see into the blessed city. Oh, sir, the glory and beauty no tongue can describe. Then I heard a voice saying, 'The richest man in all the valley will die tonight.' After that, the most wonderful music, a real hallelujah chorus, burst upon my ears. Then I awoke, sir." Those words were spoken so plainly that I thought I should tell you. Perhaps it's a warning. The landlord's face turned pale, and he tried to hide his fears as he hastily left the presence of the old man. During the rest of the day, those words seemed to haunt the wealthy landowner. "The richest man in the valley will die tonight." But this was only the dream of an old man, and certainly one that he did not believe. However, late that afternoon, his brow was feverish, and believe the dream or not, he called for the doctor and for his advice. Following a thorough examination, and after hearing the dream, he assured the fearful farmer that the richest man in the valley would not die that night. During the dinner hour and on into the evening, the farmer and his doctor guest laughed and joked until almost 10, when they were startled by the ringing of the doorbell. The shrill sound dismayed the farmer, and nervously he answered, "Sorry to disturb you," said the gentleman in the doorway. "I just came to tell you that old Hans died suddenly this evening, and to ask you to make the funeral arrangements." So the old man's dream was true. The richest man in the valley had died. Though one of the poor of this earth, he was rich toward God, rich in faith. He was the happy, eternal possessor of something money can never buy. He possessed eternal life, everlasting life, the true abundant life. As the Lord Jesus Christ said, "What shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul?" In Mark 8:36, we read those truths. And today the Lord Jesus Christ is longing to make you eternally rich. For the Bible says, "For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor." Friend, in closing, let me just say that he experienced the poverty of Calvary, that you might experience the riches of eternity. Will you trust him today? Amen.